Task 2. Joanna is attending a company meeting about travel apps. Listen to the conversation and write down the missing information in the spaces below. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.
We're going to do a special feature on travel apps. Also, we want to recommend some special travel apps that are different from the popular ones that most people use. In the first part of the feature, we will talk about the common uses of travel apps. Hugo, I think you have done some research on it.
Yes, Gary. I have read a few recent reports on the popularity and common uses of travel apps. As we all know, almost all popular travel apps are for flight and accommodation information. That means people's primary use of travel apps is to book flights and accommodation.
I'm not surprised that most people use these apps to book accommodation, but using them to book flights? Why don't they book through airlines directly?
Because many people believe that these travel apps offer cheaper tickets. But we know that's not always true. These apps have exceptional marketing techniques to sell the products to the public.
I see. Hugo, what are the other top reasons for using these apps?
Another common use of travel apps is to access updated travel information. These apps are very efficient in giving users updated travel information.
That's right. It seems they have faster ways to get information.
The companies that developed these apps have invested heavily in advanced technologies, which help search for and extract relevant information. Talking about advanced technologies, in recent years, travel apps have some major success in language translation.
Yes, I've noticed the significant improvement. About 5 years ago, travel apps' language translation function was still very poor. But the one that I recently used is quite good.
Yes, and that explains why language translation gets the big jump to become one of the top 5 uses of travel apps.
Sorry, Hugo, is translation spelt T-R-A-N-S-L-A-T-I-O-N?
Yes, correct. 2 other common uses of travel apps are live tracking and education. Live tracking travel apps often help users find out what's useful near them, like bus stops, train and underground stations, convenience stores and so on.
I see, but how are travel apps related to education?
Oh, these apps help users learn about the place they are in, such as the geography and history of the place.
Right.
Now, let's talk about the apps to recommend on our website. We have selected 3. They are quite new and different from the usual ones.
In what ways are they different?
For starters, none of them are for booking flights and accommodation. Well, for example, the first app we recommend is called Culture Club. This app has only been available for 6 months. It explains local customs and taboos to users.
But there are already some travel apps for that.
Well, its main advantage is using graphics to explain local customs and taboos.
You mean using pictures to help users understand local customs and taboos?
Correct.
Sorry, Gary, what does taboos mean?
Taboos are things that people in a culture find offensive or embarrassing. As a result, they avoid talking about them.
I see.
The second travel app we recommend is called Travel Wallet.
Oh, I know. My sister has downloaded it for her recent trip to Europe.
What does it do?
As its name suggests, It helps users keep an eye on their travel costs.
Yes. So my sister knew how much she spent. I think it's a great idea to be reminded of your travel expenses. It's so easy to overspend when traveling overseas.
Yes, but the main reason we recommend this app is because of its special feature. It will find bargains near you. It will automatically notify you of the bargains near where you are.
Wow, that's great! Finding bargains near you.
Yes, my sister loved it.
The last app is called Detour. Detour has just been launched. It's actually an audio tour guide.
Sorry, audio?
An audio tour guide.
That means you listen to the information and you don't need to look at the screen.
Yes, and that's a strong point for this app. When you don't have to look at the screen, you can focus on the site you are visiting. You don't have to look up and down all the time.
Gary, who tells the stories about the historic sites or sightseeing spots?
The locals.
Okay, so the locals are the narrators.
Yes, another big selling point of this app is the use of stories to give information about the place.
Why use stories to give information?
To make the information more memorable and interesting to visitors. However, there's one point that the app definitely needs to improve. Although it's a great idea to use local people to tell the stories, the problem is not all of them are good at storytelling. In fact, some of the narrators sound flat and dull. So of the three apps we recommend, this one needs a fair bit of improvement.
I'm pretty sure it won't take long for them to realize that they need good storytellers. Storytelling is a great idea, but it doesn't work when the narrators aren't good.
True, but we still recommend it because it's a really good idea.
That is the end of task 2. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.